Hello. Good evening, sir. God bless you. Yeah, please, Pastor Moses, I'm trying to ask about speaking in tongues. Speaking in tongues, if I start speaking in tongues, because I had a pastor preach about speaking in tongues. If I speak in tongues, like I'm in the church where they call somebody out, you know, some church calls somebody out to come and speak or say whatever, and then you start speaking in tongues. Then after that, this happened to me. I do speak in tongues, but now I heard about your preaching. Then I prayed after, over it to stop. If it's not the wish of God, if it's not the gift of God giving me that speaking tongue, if it can't stop. So if it's not stopping, what can I do?
Praise God. Sister Francisca, God bless you from Ireland. Speaking in tongue. You are to speak in tongue only as the Spirit gives you utterance. You are not to speak in tongue by the commandment of the minister, the pastor. If your tongue can come on, when I say everybody begin to speak in tongue, certainly that is no longer the tongue of the Holy Ghost. It's not unctioned by the Holy Ghost. And please, everybody cannot speak in tongue. And let me use this opportunity to tell you that I am aware on Sunday, I didn't catch anybody, but I was watching to see if I will see anybody. When I say, let's go 1 hour with Jesus, in the Pentecostal, average Pentecostal denomination, they will tell you for that next 1 hour, just rap in tongues. And that is what they will be doing for the next 1 hour. Will have been, all of us here will have been less 1 hour with Jesus. Everybody cannot speak in tongue. Anybody teaching that is unscriptural. Because everybody cannot have that gift. It is a gift. Some have, some other gifts. So if they bring you out and say, oh yeah, begin to speak in tongue, and you actually open your mouth and begin something you learned somewhere, or any jargon that enter your lips, you are not praying. You are just saying what you like. That is not speaking in tongue of the Holy Ghost. So stop it and pray with your understanding. Everybody cannot speak in tongue. Try to read 1 Corinthians chapter 14 all through how Apostle Paul taught us about speaking in tongue. All cannot speak in tongue. God bless you. Yes. Okay, my young man.
Good morning, sir. Please, is it everybody that baptized in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ will go for the rapture?
The reason you will go for the rapture is not just because you baptize in the name of the Lord Jesus. It's because you have the hope of glory. And what is the hope of glory? Colossians chapter 1 verse 27. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Romans chapter 8 verse 11, can we read it? But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. By his spirit that dwelleth in you. If that spirit is not in you, your mortal body cannot be quickened. You can't come back to life. And the spirit that raised up Christ from the dead is the Holy Ghost that came in him. So, what does water baptism do? Water baptism positions you to receive that spirit in you. You can also receive that spirit before water baptism. But if it is that Holy Ghost you have received, it will lead you to all truth. It will lead you to go and wash your sins and cleanse it. That is why water baptism is compulsory for your sins to be washed away, because no sinner will go to heaven. Water baptism washes away your sins. Have you been baptized?
Yes, sir.
When?
Last year, July.
Where?
In this church.
In this church.
Yes.
God bless you. How old are you?
10.
10. God bless you. Clap your hands now. He has made himself ready. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Okay. Pastor Weston wants to add something about going to the law. He wants to add something to that.
Praise the Lord. I think we need to stress it and stress it very hard, because we have lost so many sisters to violent brothers.
Yes.
Violent criminals. You know, yes. I'm sorry to use the word brother, because that's not a brother anymore. Terrible, harsh, wicked. I don't know the name to use. And you said the sister should be praying. Should be praying. So it is that part that I really want to add. If you read 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 6, Paul says, a brother with a brother go into the law, or a sister with a sister.
Yes.
And there is a level to which when one who pretend to be a brother, we get to a level whereby we know that is not a brother. You know, like the pastor says, when you bring the matter to the church and he cannot hear the church, then of course the Bible says, let it be unto you as a publican, as a sinner. And so in that case, it is only the Lord to which he belongs to that can deal with the matter. Please and please, my dear sister in the Lord, when your husband starts abusing you violently, don't sit inside the room and say he's a Christian, he will change before you die. Don't you ever do that. And the sister hearing us, wherever you are, don't pretend, because for a man who says he's a Christian, so-called, you can carry your hand and be beating your wife, which your Bible tells you that she's your own body. Then, or of course, you have become a madman. Now you have lost. But if in the case of you suddenly got angry, maybe a feast of discussion, and probably you raise his hand on her, if you are a son of God, you will quickly start apologizing. I am really sorry, my wife. Why did I do that? Why did I get to this level of dinner? I'm sorry. You know already he is remorse, and he never repeats himself. So that is an exception. But when that is his consistent behavior, don't keep quiet in that house and say you are praying, because that is not a brother. That is not a Christian. That is just a monster who one day will strangle you to death. You know, quickly run to the authority that can protect your right. God bless you.
Hallelujah. And let me add. They will never marry you. Just say, I won't marry you, and begin to beat you. And you go say, but I love him. I know he's devil. I know he's devil. But I love him, devil. He'll kill you for nothing. He'll run away. The church has been infiltrated by carnal people. Devil plant his own there. How can a real Christian man carry your hand and beat a woman? Or how can a woman go and beat a man? Praise the Lord. God bless you. Yes. Is that the last person? Okay, sister.
Praise the Lord. My question is on tithe. I actually want to know the definition, what it actually means. Because to my own understanding, it means the income from the work you've done. Maybe the proceed after every expenditure I've been made. But there's a pastor that came here, I can't remember what day. He said, for everything you get, maybe if someone dash you money, 500, you will lose count of how much you're going to pay for tithes. So I want to understand, what is actually tithe? Is it your income based on the work you've done? Maybe you did a contract or your salary or something.
Sure.
Not what someone dashed you.
Sure. It is the income you have from any job you are doing. You're a worker, you're a businessman, you're a farmer, whatever it is, the profit you make or the income you have. That is what you pay your tithe from. But there are also favors that you receive that is also an income. And when such favors come, you should recognize that God gave you that favor. It is also an increase in your income. And you should be able to tithe it. You have any disagreement? Praise God. Yes. Mr. Favor.
Mr. Favor from Island, Lagos.
From Lagos Island.
Okay. See, my question is this. I want to ask concerning 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 17. On one Monday morning, God spoke to me in a loud voice. I wasn't sleeping. So I had this 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 17. It says, for Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of no effect. So I got confused. Does that really have... So does that really have a gift or a call? Oh, I don't understand. Please, I need something. I need pastor to tell me about this.
1 Corinthians chapter 1. Amen. Let's read it so that we catch her question. God bless you, Sister Favor from Lagos. Let's read it from verse 10. This is Apostle Paul talking to the Corinthians so that we get a picture. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. For it had been declared unto me of you, my brethren, by them which are of the house of Chloe, that there are contentions among you. Now this I say, that every one of you said, I am of Paul, and I of Apollos, and I of Cephas, and I of Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul? I thank God that I baptized none of you but Crispus and Gaius, lest any should say that I had baptized in my own name. And I baptized also the household of Stephanas besides. I know not whether I baptized any other. For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. Now, I have read this same scripture and tried to meditate on it. What is Paul saying here? We catch the key here in verse 13. Is Christ divided? Was Christ crucified? Was Paul? He said, was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul? And so, Paul did not come to project himself. Verse 17. He was not baptizing in his name. That is not what God called him to do, but to preach the gospel. Because Paul baptized in Acts chapter 19, and Paul himself was baptized. Because Paul, you have to understand it. If you read Acts chapter 19, let's read it. From verse 1 up to verse 5. And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples, he said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. See where I am going, verse 3. He said unto them, unto what then were you baptized? So he preached baptism. Unto what then were you baptized? And they said, unto John's baptism. Then Paul said, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him, we should come after him, that is on Christ Jesus. When they had this, Paul preached baptism, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And then verse 6, and when Paul had laid his hand upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spoke with tongues and prophesied. And so it lets us therefore come back to verse 17 of 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and then go back. What did he mean by that? That's why I say verse 13 gave us the key to understand what he was talking about. God bless you. Eric Young from Uyo, Nigeria. Shalom, church. Please, pastor, if I have a loan to repay with my monthly salary, on which do I pay tithe? Is it my net pay or gross pay? Thank you. Praise the Lord. You have a loan to repay. You have any obligations to make before the net is taken to you. Whatever is brought to you, the loan you have to repay. Let me put it this way. I believe you are a worker, and maybe you've collected some loan, and they are deducting it from your salary. Your tithe certainly will reduce. If you are earning 40,000 naira, you are paying 4,000 naira, but for your tithe, listen very well. And what finally comes to your hand, you pay 20,000 naira every month, and what you go as your paycheck into your account is 20,000 naira. It's 20,000 naira that has come to you. You will pay 2,000 naira. God does not do business like that with you. It's not a human being. That is what has finally come to you. You pay from what you have. You don't pay from what you don't have. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Yes.
Sir,
if that month come, they no come pay you, you will go borrow money. Come pay what is assumed to be your salary? No. If that month, for any reason, they say this month, you must pay everything. We are collecting everything. So your 40,000, we collect it. Oh yeah, tell me which tax you go pay that month. You go and borrow and pay, Abi. You pay from what you have. The one will reach your hand. You go carry the what God will give him. Amen. Let me hear you.
Sir, is it true that King James is not complete and the Good News is complete because of Maccabees, the book of Maccabees, the book of Wisdom, and the book of Sirach? That is number one, sir.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, sir.
I don't know about any book anywhere. God in his wisdom has been able to preserve this one that we have. 66 books, correct? that God, if you go to the history of this, and apart from that, God has confirmed it. We have stood on it and he has confirmed it. I need no other argument. I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died and that he died for me. Hallelujah. Listen, there are other books that are being written by men. Apart from the Bible, go to bookshops. There are plenty there. You are free to read any of them. But we have something that is a standard for us to judge whatever else we are reading from. God has been able to preserve it. So if anybody says you are not holding the complete Bible, tell him, with this little one here, I already have eternal life. I need no other argument. I need no other plea. This is enough that Jesus died and that he died for me. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest way, but holy on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All on the ground is sinking sand. All on the ground is sinking sand. Any other book, it must be pointing to Jesus. Whether in a book of Maccabees or book of Holy Mary, or 6 and 7 books of Moses, if they are talking about the cross of Jesus and Jesus, no problem. If it's to make me get closer and closer and closer to the cross, no problem. But if it is wanting to disprove any other thing from these 66 books, hallelujah, then I don't need it because it's not helping me in my salvation. God bless you.
Amen, sir. Sir, please, I have one question more.
Yes.
Sir, if somebody decided, a man decided to tell me that I should deny that Jesus Christ is not the Son of God, that he will sponsor me and to abroad, he will do whatever that I want, he wants me to do for him. He wants him to do for me. Then at the end of the day, I decided, because I did not know what he wanted me to do, but I don't know he wanted me to convert. At the end of the day, I now discover that he wanted me to convert to be as a Muslim. So what about if I see, go there, I see what is there, then I now decided to come back, to convert back to Christian, and now be a Christian. Can God forgive me?
Were you with God before?
Yes, sir.
Were you with God before?
Yes, sir.
I say you were not with God before.
No, sir.
Somebody says, if you stop this, your Christian faith, I will sponsor you. I will give you money. I will build house for you. I will marry a woman for you. I will do everything. Just stop that Bible. If you were with God, if it's me, I will look at the person and say, I have decided to follow Jesus.
I have decided. No.
To follow Jesus.
I have decided.
To follow Jesus.
No.
No turning back. Do you know that song? Eh?
Yes, sir.
Eh?
Yes, sir, I know.
Hallelujah. Romans chapter 8. Somebody read it for me. From verse 31. Romans chapter 8 from verse 31. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spare not his own son. Listen. You know they read Bible. You know they sell Bible. You know they read them. But deliver him up for us all. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Why shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Watch that scripture. What shall separate us from the love of Christ? See? Tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, or sword. So I'll cherish that old rugged cross till my draw is at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday. To the old rugged cross. I will ever be true. Oh yes. Each shame and reproach gladly bear. Oh, then he'll call me someday. To my home far away, where his glory, oh yes, hallelujah. So I cherish the old rugged cross. To my throne is at last I lay down. Cling to the old rugged cross and his changes of glory. Hallelujah. There is a man in the Bible by the name of Esau. Because of a morsel of pepper soup, bushmeat pepper soup, he was so hungry and somebody wanted to collect his birthright and he used it. That man was trying to collect your birthright from you. You say, God forbid. He collected it. Hallelujah. And he lost it. And he cried. And he prayed. The Bible described him as that profane man. He was profane. And that is how he lost everything. And his glory was given to Jacob. Because of what to eat. Because of what to it. Ah! Jesus, keep me near the cross. Oh, yeah. How precious fountain. Oh, free to all a healing stream. Oh, flows from Calvary's mountain. In the cross.
In the cross.
In the cross.
In the cross.
Oh,
be my glory ever.
Oh,
see my righteous soul shall find.
Oh, rest
beyond the river.
You are not the only one. So many people have faced that temptation. The Lord Jesus Christ faced that temptation. 40 days, 40 nights, he was hungry. And Satan came to him. Use your power, turn these stones to bread. So you are not the only one. I have faced that temptation. In my most trying moments, I went to my friends to help me, give me money. Make a start myself. They called me to Abuja for a meeting in a guest hotel somewhere in Abuja. I was happy. I took night bus from here. I reached Abuja, the six of them. Before I became a believer, I was building one of the best nightclubs this country will have ever had in the city of Jos. Before God arrested me and I dropped that thing. They came to me to say they know how I'm suffering now, so they decided to task themselves 1 million naira to give me to go and complete it. And I thanked them. I said, I know you people, you want me to be set to say, I'm a Christian now. They said, no, we will, you know, you'll be sharing tracks there in the club. I said, no, I'm a Christian. But what do you want me there? They say, you are popular. We know if everybody know you own this place, everybody will be coming here. I said, see, if you people love me, when I gather this money, give me. I go establish myself. But for that thing, I've been delivered from that. I can't go back to nightclub. And they look at me, say, you would die of hunger. All of them were multimillionaires. None of them helped me with shishi. In fact, even transport to come back to Lagos, I enter attachment. I sit down for attachment. Trial. Every one of us will face it. They demolished this place. We were looking for money. That was when we were looking for, I think, 60 million naira. Pastor Thomas. Pastor Thomas is here today. Wait, come out. He come out. Praise the Lord. We were looking for only another 16 million or so. And somebody came with 50 million naira. He says it's tight, he wants to pay. And then, what do you do? I won't lie. I deal in cocaine. God has been so good to me, I want to pay my tithe. Is that not a temptation? Hallelujah. There is not a friend like the lonely Jesus. Oh, no.
No.
None
else can heal.
None
else can heal. All our soul diseases.
Hey.
No. Jesus knows.
Oh, Jesus knows all about our struggles.
He will guide.
He will guide till that day is
done. There's not a friend.
Oh, there's not a friend
like my Lord.
no, not a hey. One. No, 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 no.
I have found a friend in Jesus.
He is everything to me. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. He's the lily of the valley. In him alone I see. All I need to bless and make me fully.
Oh, yes.
It's
my comfort.
In trouble, he's my stay.
Hey!
He tells me,
every care
I need to sing. Hallelujah. He's the fairest of 10,000.
Shine again.
To
in
my
sorrow, he's my comfort.
In sorrow.
In sorrow. My comfort.
In trouble, he's a master.
Hey!
He tells me every care. Oh, hallelujah. The man of morning time.
Hey! See me through.
Lord Jesus, see me through. See me through.
That's our prayer. Lord Jesus, see me through.
There is a race.
Oh, there is a race. I must run.
There's a battle to be won.
There is a victory to be won.
Oh, give me power.
Give me power.
Every hour.
Every
hour. Oh, Lord.
Say.
Oh, see me true.
Oh, see me true. That's our prayer.
See me true.
See me true.
There is a race.
There is a race.
That is a victory to be won.
There is a victory.
Oh, God, give me power.
Give me power.
Every hour.
That's our prayer. Every one of us will face that temptation. Sit down first. Go and say your Bible. Give me, let me hear you. And say your Bible.
Shalom, Pastor.
God bless you.
Please, I want you to clear me more concerning what you said about tithe. Some people are salary earners. They might borrow money from the office to buy cars or buy land or do some extravagant expenses. Does that mean at the end of the month, what they receive, that's what they will pay salary?
Of course. Will you pay for what you don't have?
I was thinking buying cars and land is an extravagant expense that you don't need to
pay. It's a blessing from God.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Yes. From Niger State, Grace Udemba. My question is about John the Baptist. The Bible tells us that Herod was king of Judea, and he made a decree so that Jesus would be killed. So my question is, when they were killing those children below 2 years, where was John the Baptist, since we learned that John was 6 months older than Jesus? The same spirit that hid Jesus certainly will have hidden him. Hallelujah. We can infer some, since there's no record of any special action to hide him, because the emphasis was no longer him. The emphasis was Christ. It was Christ that spirit was looking for. Amen. And please, it also means it's not everyone that was killed. Everyone in that area was killed. And John may not have been in that area as at that time. Thank you very much. The last person.
Good morning, sir.
God bless you. The last person, please.
Please, sir, I saw this scripture in my dream. So I read this scripture and I don't understand it. It's the 2 Corinthians 11 verse 8.
2 Corinthians 11 verse
8.
Verse 8.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
I love other churches taking wages from them to minister to you. I don't understand it.
Well, if I'm going to interpret that, first and foremost, Paul was telling the Corinthian church that he did not live on them. He was not a liability to them. Instead, it was the offering he was receiving from other churches he was using to do his work with them. So if that is what you saw, then the only thing would have been that certainly some other person was being inconvenienced for your own comfort. That would be the only thing. So the thing is, who is that person that is being inconvenienced for your own comfort? That's all. Then you look around and then appreciate God. That's all. Thank you very much. Oh, from Kaduna State, that lady. Shalom, church. Is it wrong to meet with my wife when on fasting and prayers for like 3 weeks or a month plus? Clear me, sir. Let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 7. Verse 5. Okay, let's read it fully. Verse 3, 4, and 5. Verse 3, 4, and 5. Let the husband render unto the wife due benevolence. That is the meeting you are talking about. And likewise also the wife unto the husband. Verse 4. The wife has no power of her own body but the husband. And likewise also the husband has no power of his own body but the wife. Now verse 5, listen carefully. Defraud ye not one the other, except it be with consent for a time. Your own may be 3 weeks. That you may give yourselves to fasting and prayer. It can be for 1 month. It can be for a period that you people consent together. You agree with a period. And he said, come together again. That Satan tempt you not for your incontinency. So you determine how long before you come together again. God bless you. Can we clap our hands for Jesus? Clap your hands for Jesus.